As the battle for $500,000 rages on, the jury house is plotting one final revenge. Who will they crown the winner of Big Brother? Will they vote with sympathy or spite? We'll find out soon enough. But first, another house guest is evicted. Plus, from BB19, Cameron Hurd joins us on the panel. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Big Brother After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Look, it's like it's like the beats on Instagram.
I need you to do that the whole show.
I don't really.
All we need is like, we need the jury to just come through the door.
Yeah.
Right now.
Good evening, guys. I'm Bryce McClay. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Big Brother After Show. We have a lot to cover in a very short amount of time, so let me get started with my jury house. Let's start over with just. Wait, Morgan, why are you so far away?
Bryce.
You're usually sitting right next to me.
I know you're very sad. But
you want to, she comes back from Hawaii and wants to have nothing to do with me.
I'm over Bryce.
Yeah, it's like Hawaii totally changed Morgan. Anyway, let's start with Jessica Williams here.
What's up? I'm Jessica Williams, as you just said, and we have a final four deal here.
Yeah.
Except Charles isn't.
I was about
here.
To say
Charles is out of our
Can we
both
get evicted?
Yeah. Sorry,
he's been evicted. Charles has been evicted.
I'm
sorry.
Yeah. So sad.
And
I'm back. Morgan Millette here. Woo-hoo. I missed you guys last week.
Yeah.
I'm so sad I missed last week because the battle back was awesome.
Yeah,
I was living. I was watching it from my phone on the beach. What a rough life.
Yeah, tough.
But it is
so harsh.
So good to be back. And yeah.
Yes.
Let's
well,
chat.
And we also have a very special guest coming on. We are going to be Skyping with BB19's Cameron Hurd, as I mentioned. So we'll get him on the phone very shortly. But once again, we are covering tonight's episode. So if you are on the West Coast, please take a sabbatical and come back when the show is over, when you've watched the podcast
show. Or,
just
go get a drink.
I mean, I don't know what you can do. Just pass the time. You only have a half hour basically left. So another level 6 blindside, hence the music. So what were Julie's thoughts and predictions on how Scotty would re-enter the game after last week? We'll let you know her thoughts right after these messages from AfterBuzz TV.
Oh, guys. Well, hello, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. I said all. All of them. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve TV fans. But we, this panel, and us, need your help. We're asking for you to please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional, because we're living in 2018. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz TV YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments, and we will thank you on air, specifically us here. For now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Oh, thank you, Morgan.
You're so welcome.
All right, so he is a former house guest from Big Brother 19. Please welcome Cameron Hurd. Thank you
Cameron.
For being here.
Hey.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, there are other people here too, so just so you know. We all thank you. All right, so let's get started. Because it's so timely, I thought we would start with a segment that we like to call Chen Chatter.
Good call.
Yeah, hold your breath. This is the segment where we discuss things host Julie Chen has said in the press about Big Brother gameplay and production. So last week, Entertainment Weekly asked Julie, how do you think Scotty will do now that he is back in the house after winning the Battle Back competition? Do you think he will just get picked off again, or does he have a chance to do some damage? She said, well, the numbers are not good for him and anyone he is close to. Probably too late to make inroads with any of the people in power. It's about numbers in the game. That being said, he's pretty coordinated, and if he can win competitions, then he has a chance. So, Cameron, what, if anything, should Scotty have done differently coming back into the house?
I think he should have, like, talked with people. I saw a lot of the time he wasn't really even talking to the house guests that he was in there with. He just thought that he was good because Tyler said, He was the pawn, and Tyler didn't even have a vote this week, so I don't know why he felt so secure in that aspect. He should have been trying to build bonds like Haley was. Haley was like cuddling up with Casey in the bed, and she built like bonds that way. Tyler was never making any like actual bonds. He was just making superficial bonds, and I think that's the reason why he ended up going this week, besides the fact that he's like super sketchy and flaky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he is super sketch. I mean, you don't know what the guy is thinking. He hit it when he told Julie. He's like, I'm unpredictable. That's why. But I mean, honestly, let's keep it real. He was evicted
unanimously.
Twice.
The only person this season, right?
But literally, like, you got evicted. You won the battle back. You win or you go back home. It's as simple as that. So he's back outside of the house because he did not win the HOH, because he did not win the veto.
Right.
And there it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he summed it up well when Julie, sorry, spoiler alert. When Julie talked to him, she was like,
we already told you to leave.
Sorry. You stay.
Yeah. I have to sit in after show.
Whenever she asked him, she's like, well, what did you do? Like, and he's like, I talked to Tyler for an hour and a half. Ooh. Like, we made jokes, and I was like, how on earth is that, like, securing your spot in the house? You should be talking to everyone, and especially the people who have votes. Tyler's going to tell you, obviously, whatever you want, and it irritates me more than anything, because I'm Team Tyler very much, but he was in the jury house with all of these people who were like, Tyler is the issue. Tyler. And then Scotty goes immediately back in the house and is like, I'm going to work with Tyler.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Tyler is somebody like you think you could work with, but it's like he didn't listen at all, and that's what irks me the most.
But
Primarily a social game, and you didn't get much social game out of Scotty. Mm-hmm. Like, he would play chess by himself, and he wouldn't really talk to people that weren't in his alliance, and that's where his game crumbled, and he never established like good relationships with Casey or Brett, and that's the reason he's leaving. He would always come in second in competitions, and he was a competition threat that way.
Yeah,
he was just not playing very, very well, and I'm actually happy to see him go. People left in the house, I didn't like him.
Yeah,
same.
I
agree.
But do you think, I mean, I don't mean to harp on this, but the fact is that once he lost that competition, do you think that really sealed his fate? I mean, was there anything that he really could have done to get out of that mess?
I'm sorry, which competition, the veto or the HOH?
Sorry, well, either one, but after losing the HOH, he's going to have to start working at that point. So I guess maybe right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think your game is over at that point, but he made a bunch of social game issues. Like, he's telling Haley that they told him he was the pawn.
Yeah.
And Haley is his own only alliance member in the game, which is a problem because she's the other one on the block with him. He just made a lot of social game blunders, and I feel like if he would have, like, made good relationships, talked about what they're talking about in the jury house a little bit, played the social game a little bit more, he would have probably stayed in the house. But
you know what's interesting, though, and I'm surprised they didn't mention this in the episode, and I don't know if you heard about this, Cameron, but last night apparently there was, like, a big to-do between Brett and Haley. And it was so petty.
When she got drunk?
She got drunk. She, like, sprayed him with the hose. He got mad. She started crying. And he made a comment. He's like, I wouldn't do that if I was you. I'm not the one sitting on the block. And she, like,
from a hose?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So she, like, sprayed him with water. Like, she was drunk. I don't know.
Well, people sounds flirty to me.
He was passive aggressive AF. But she shouldn't have made that big of a deal. So she runs up to the HOH, like, bawling. Angela and Casey go to comfort her, and so Brett gets all sorts of upset about that. So for a hot minute, JC and Brett were thinking about flipping and then keeping Scotty.
So emotional.
And I really thought that was going to, like, actually happen, and I thought maybe that would be Scotty's only fighting chance, but... Mm. Clearly,
he did not take advantage of that.
It got mended this morning, and I mean, they didn't even mention it in the episode. But noting.
Also, people were saying that even I remember when they got the alcohol last night. I was looking on Twitter and stuff, and people were saying like, "She better not get drunk. Like, Haley better not get drunk
because
she's gotten that a couple times now that's happened."
Oh, really? That's a thing.
But so Scotty did say something interesting last night. He told Haley that level 6 would be stupid not to take one of them to the end because they would only have 4 votes between. Like, you know, if they have there, it would be 4 votes. They'd need 5 to win. Mm. So.
That's a dumb.
Do you guys? Well, yeah. So, what did you? What do you think? What do you make of that, Cameron? Do you think he's right or not?
That's ridiculous. That's the worst argument ever. It's like, oh, bring us to the end because we're guaranteed 4 votes.
Yeah.
It's, why would I do that under any circumstance at all? I'm getting rid of both of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I liked what Brett did this episode where he was like talking with Scotty about what the goodbye messages were. But I feel like he approached how to deal with Angela in the wrong way. I was him, I would want to bring Angela to the end of the final two. But it looks like he wants to get rid of Angela to do their bidding for them. It's just two different takes on what to do. And
wait, so you're just to clarify, you're saying that Brett was saying that because the jury house can't stand Angela, that he wants to get rid of her and give them what they want.
Yeah, and I don't think that's what he should do. I think he should try to end up in the final two with Angela because they hate him and her the same.
Exactly. I think everyone should bring Angela to the final two.
Yeah.
If anyone is smart, they will bring her because everyone in the jury house hates her.
Well, yeah, it's a smart play. And I'm sorry, just Brett, he tries to be smart, and for a second I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea, and then he disappoints. But even in that same thought of him saying like, oh, I should take... you know, I should get out Angela to please the jury member. He was like, oh, well, we should target Angela, but I'm going to let JC do it so I wouldn't get blood on my hands.
Right.
Well, isn't that the whole point behind this whole thing?
Yes,
that you could hand them over.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're both trying to outsmart each other, but they're not. But I did want to ask you guys, what did you make of both goodbye message, but Brett's goodbye message where he went against Tyler and said that he said, oh, Tyler's, you know, Tyler got to him first. Sorry, Scotty.
I think it's smart. I think it's so smart because right now everyone is loving Tyler and Tyler seemingly has everyone in his pocket. So I've been like almost waiting for that. Mm-hmm. Like make your goodbye messages nice, but also it couldn't hurt to turn people against others in the house. Yeah. That's what I would
but
do.
But he has a final two with him. I mean, there's no loyalty?
That is the point. He has a final two, so of course you want to throw your other two of the final two under the bus so people will go for you. But Tyler has gone through this game unscathed for, like, the most part.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's so impressive how he's played and balanced, you know, jury and done different things. However, when people start to turn on you, he's the one that will take the fall. He would be the Paul.
Yeah.
You know, he played the best game, but everyone hates him at the end.
Yeah.
When they find out his lies. And just one more thing, he helped in that whole rhyme and rhythm of the goodbye messages by revealing that he had the power app.
Yeah.
That was insane.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you guys. What did you think of Go Tell Your Friends? What did you think, Cameron?
I feel like Tyler is like, this is the downfall of Tyler. He's getting a little too cocky in his goodbye messages. He felt a little snarky. When he was telling Scotty, like, yeah, actually, I've been running the place. That's the reason you're out of there. There's just a lot that he's doing wrong now, like, in the goodbye messages. And even at the very end, where he's like, yeah, I won the power app and I didn't even need it. I just feel like he said the words in the wrong way. Like, there's a way for him to say it, and he said it wrong.
Yeah.
And it left Scotty salty, and now Scotty's like, I'm not telling them that. Like, you can see that he didn't take it the right way.
Well, and you heard what Derek Levasseur said, which was, you have to make sure to make – he said, and with the goodbye messages, you want to make them feel good because they're going to be sitting in that jury house stewing about whatever you said, and if you made them feel better, then they're going to remember that.
It's almost like I feel like this season everyone's competing to have the better speech, the more the snarky like goodbye message, and I don't understand why. Like Scotty's speech, I truly don't understand what benefit that had at all.
None.
And all it did was get bleeped out. I don't even know what he said.
Right.
And don't come at me with Brett's speeches. I love his speeches. Oh, I want him to be able to block everywhere.
I live for the speeches, but they're saying, but I don't think it's smart.
But he knew he was going, so he was probably like, screw it, F you all. But one thing about what Tyler said about the power app, honestly, that was such an amazing gameplay. He should have saved that nugget to present it in his final speeches
on
finale night and just package it like, hey, I played such a good game. I did have this. Sorry if, you know, I didn't admit to it, but it's because I never used it, so I didn't have to put any of you in danger.
That's smart.
So you flip it in a way that it shows benefit to everyone.
But Scotty told Julie that he's not going to tell the jury anything.
You know, Scotty's going to tell them because they all don't like Tyler.
Predictable.
And he's going to be like the cool guy who's like, I got this information. Like, want me to tell you?
It's so ridiculous.
I'm not Team Scotty, guys.
Morgan was like cringing every time he like spoke or looked at the camera or anything.
I'm sorry, but like, sit on the couch to give your speech. You do not need to stand up and like sit on top of it.
So rude. Just rude. So Scotty mentioned that, as we talked to the top of the show, Scotty mentioned that the jury house is plotting, you know, one final revenge, deciding who's going to win Big Brother. You know, if it's all five of them, they basically control the vote. Mm-hmm. So if the jury is nearly all fondue, as you so lovingly call that alliance, fondue as
and melting,
Faute,
they're
whatever.
Mushy they're and melting mushy apart. Other. That's why.
Who do you think they choose in this scenario? So say the jury is, you know, Haley gets out this week, whatever. So who do they choose in this scenario to win?
Like the final?
Yeah, like if it's
KC.
You think
everybody
it's JC?
Likes KC in that. I feel like
KC
is
KC or JC?
KC.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right. That's HOH.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Because she hasn't done anything offensive to any of them. She's primarily gotten along socially with all of them. She hasn't really been too flashy in her gameplay. I feel like she has played the most all-around game. You could point to her social game to being in level 6 and her strength in the competitions. I feel like KC is the best positioned to win at this point.
Morgan, do you have...
I agree with that statement. That's exactly what I said when we were watching
it. Is this
it.
Why
I
think Cameron, you love Cameron so much?
Cameron, we're on the same brainwave here. Yeah. No, I think...
Morgan is your biggest fan.
Hashtag
you know.
Team Cameron. I said that all Big Brother 19 and I will say it forever. But no, I think at this point, KC is winning this game.
What do you think, Jessica?
I agree.
Have to say that she has to win.
No, but
you know.
How about I tell you who I don't want to win? Yeah, I don't want JC to win.
No.
And I don't want Angela to win.
Which I don't think either of them would.
Yeah. But let me tell you who our live chat wants to
win.
Yes, yes. Yes, so let's see. Brenna J. Rock said that I would totally be okay with Brett winning. If he could make it good against Angela and Tyler at the end because... they are so unlikable, even though they win comps. I think maybe saying, like, if he took them to the end. Let's see. Max727 said, I hope that Tyler doesn't end up like Paul because the jury members might not vote with him if they find out that he's been lying to every single one of them. And let's see. That's pretty much it. Sierra said that Scotty's speech was iconic.
Oh, really? Well, at least somebody liked it.
Yeah. give us the transcript.
Well, and true, I agree with you, Cameron. I think, but I was just thinking as we were talking, I don't think I've ever seen a KC goodbye message. Like, I feel like she's so, like, either middle of the road, level playing field, whatever, that it doesn't, she's so, such a non-threatening.
But those are the people that
you're
win.
Right.
Like,
you're right.
As
no.
much as we
You're
love
right.
the Tylers and they're so entertaining to see them play such a good game, those people don't win. And, like, you want to go in there and be this iconic player, but when in reality, like, you kind of want to be the boring one because the boring people get to the end.
Yeah, absolutely. She is
not
a,
saying
a
that
floater.
I was boring, but...
No. She's a floater and then... She's a floater in the best way because I like it when people float, stay under the radar, and then they come to play.
Yeah.
And, like, to me, I'm like, you can look at KC and you can tell that she's a beast. So what I like about her is that she wins when she has to.
Yeah.
And that's why she's won the past two vetoes in this HOH.
Well, and she's loyal. I mean, you can't say that she's a total floater because she is loyal to her alliance.
Is loyal a skill set that
I think
exempts
so.
You
well,
from
because,
being a floater?
Well, that's what Rachel was saying. She, I mean, I don't know if that's the, if she's like the
the floater.
I think she is the queen.
Right.
I think she is the queen of the floaters. But she was saying how she was calling people floaters who are wishy-washy, who are going Scotty was a floater because he was
from both sides
of the house because they're just like trying to stay afloat.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, yeah.
So I think either way.
I don't think KC is a floater. She's been playing the game hard and she has established her allies. Sam is more of a floater. JC is more of a floater.
Yeah.
In this point, I feel like KC has been very, she's held her position in the house for the entirety of the season. So, I think that she is way better than like giving that title of a floater.
Yeah. I think that because she's won recently though, but to be with all honesty, if she had not won three comps, then she would still be on the same level as JC. JC has played an amazing social game.
Amazing.
He's played puppet master in the sense of, I wouldn't say puppet master, but in whatever, whispering in people's ears and planting seeds. So he's a good gardener. But yeah, so I think because Casey won, she eliminates that term.
Yeah.
But Casey also won the hacker competition and prevented anybody in her alliance from going home that week. Somebody in level six would have gone. And then it's like a butterfly effect. What would have happened? So she's put up with her alliance. Like, she showed up and played the game when she's had to.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that's a really
good
point.
I think people forget that she won that hacker comp.
I did. Until you just said it. Well, there was a lot of talk about the future this week, since everybody obviously knew that Scotty was going home, except for Scotty himself.
Yeah.
But JC and Brad are starting to kind of turn their attention toward Angela and Casey right now. And obviously now with Casey being HOH, this may like change things for them. But do you guys think that Brad will like compare notes with Tyler about JC wanting to go? I mean, he's already been pretty vocal to Tyler, but what is the best plan of action for these two moving forward, for Brett and JC? Because they are at the bottom, I think.
I think their best bet is to start flipping. Somebody's got to.
Well, who do you think is going to be first to flip?
I think Brett. I think Brett is on the brink, and I think if he gets the opportunity, he will. Because it sounded like, up until last night, like, him and JC were fully on board to flip this thing. So I think he's thinking, I think he knows he's on the outside. And I mean, honestly, I'm ready to see level six turn on each other. I think it's getting really dull until somebody does decide to flip. So I'm ready. And I think Brett will make the first move.
Yeah. I also think that Brett was thinking about flipping. He, like, sprinted for the HOH this week when Casey was, like, jogging her way to the end, because he was only a second behind her. And the only reason he wanted to win is so that way he could take a stab at Angela and Casey.
Really?
So, I definitely see Brett and JC trying to muster up some courage to take on level six. They have to do it now. They have to do it. There's only seven people left in the house, and four of them are level six members. So you got to start playing.
So where do Haley and Sam fall in this, Cameron? Do you think that they're...
They're getting nominated this week. That's where they fall. No way anybody else gets nominated.
But do you keep them around as sort of padding? Or
no.
You let them go. You cut them loose.
For Casey?
Well, not for Casey, for Brett and JC. I mean, say that somehow, like, they convince, like, who, if Haley and Sam are being nominated, who is a better person to have stay for Brett and JC?
Haley.
Yeah, I would think Haley. I feel like Sam just does literally whatever Tyler wants.
Yeah,
and nothing at the same time. Like, she does absolutely nothing.
She does clean the house, all right, you guys? She makes the bed. She cleans the sink. She cleans the shower.
God,
she does her hair.
That sounds so miserable.
But yeah,
she makes herself a lemon pound cake.
Right.
Sorry. Keep going, Cameron.
Yeah, Haley is also, like, a lone wolf in this game. Like, JC has, like, allies like Tyler that he talks to all the time. Like, you need somebody like Haley if you're trying to start a regime and, like, overthrow the others. You have to keep Haley in that house. And it's possible if you guys win the veto.
It's something that's really interesting about level six, and why I feel that they have been so successful, is that they have stuck to their alliance. Like, I get so frustrated in previous seasons when people turn on their own alliance members so early.
Yeah.
It's like the goal should be everyone else.
Third eye.
Right. Swaggy third eye second center. Week. Like, come on. Don't turn on your own alliance, you know? So I was a little surprised to hear the talk between Brett and JC, just because I'm like, okay, you still got people to get out. I would have targeted JC if I was Angela, just for the sake of privacy, because he is so annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the continually entering into the room. But now that Casey, I agree with Morgan. Like, I wanted Brett to win so we can have a shakeup. But now Casey, it's like,
I know. It's just the same old. Yeah. I don't know what she can even do. But so Cameron, who do you think the smartest person left in the house is?
The smartest person, game-wise, Tyler has been playing every angle possible. If he wins HOH from here on out, like, he's got allies and everybody wants to take him to the final two. He set himself up real pretty at the final seven, and he's blowing my mind away. I didn't think he would be able to do it.
But that being said, too, I mean, okay, so he has four final two deals. with, let's see, who are they? Casey, JC, Sam, and
Brett.
And obviously he's really close to Angela. They talked about it on the live show. I'm wondering, do people really think that they can get that they can beat him in the end?
It could blow up like it did for Dr. Will and Boogie in season 7, where all of a sudden the final two girls compared notes and they realized that Dr. Will and Boogie were lying to them the whole time. And it could totally happen to Tyler at final 4 or final 5, where everybody's like, you know what? All it just takes is one sentence and Tyler's out the door because he's been playing everybody and they don't like that. So it could totally happen. I thought it would have happened already, but he's been able to like avoid talking game with certain people. Like Haley mentioned, he stays in a bush and just hides around it and like beats the bush. And yeah, Tyler is doing a good job at like playing chess with his words and not saying what he doesn't need to say and revealing info. He's playing great right now.
And he's a team player because he literally took one for the team this week. I mean, his best move would have been to get Haley out because literally, I don't get it, but she is the only one that is onto him.
Yeah, like, she's crazy. The only one.
But no, I mean, his best move, honestly, after he gets Haley out is just to lay low because once he starts winning more and more comps, he has to show his cards.
Yeah.
Right.
And now it's
especially like, HOH. Yeah. You know, if he's going to have to nominate people, that's not going to be good for him.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, Morgan, someone I saw on your post, Columbia Kids 2 asked you
loves to troll me.
How
loves it?
How Tyler took a picture with you and Alex.
Wow. Do you want to tell Columbia that story? Columbia Kids 2, if you had seen my previous tweets, which I know that you did. I know you did because I know you liked them.
Stalker.
So Tyler obviously auditioned for my season, made it to the finals. I was ironically sitting right next to him in our little holding room, except he looked very, very different. He was so tan, had no curly hair, had a buzzed head, was wearing a hot pink like pop polo with like the
collar.
That's
why he didn't get cast. A double popped collar.
He got all the hair in a year.
I guess, because he had, like, a buzz cut. Like, it was short.
What was he, 19?
Yeah, because I was 21. So he must have been 21.
Okay, your season. Okay, yeah. Okay, maybe
so,
2 years.
And then we met up in San Diego, and he was a Boss Masters fan, and the rest is history.
Nice,
and now
nice.
He's great. He's
great. That's a great story.
Columbia Kids, too. So silly.
So, Cameron, of all the people left in the house, like, has anybody made a game-winning move, aside from maybe Tyler, I guess. But has there been a game-winning move so far, or is that yet to be determined?
I think there's still a lot of game to be played. I really want a Brett win. I think he's been the most entertaining house guest this season. And I think that just the way he carries himself in the house, he could say that he was like a double agent. And if he can pull off this uprising against level 6, then he solidifies himself like as like one of the better players to ever play this game. That's who I want to win. And I feel like if he can get to the final 2, he deserves the win.
Question.
What do you guys think?
Wait, hang on. While we're on this Brett thing, because I want your opinion, Cameron. So a lot of people on social media are talking about Brett for America's Favorite Player. People love him. But a lot of the pre-jurors, like Caitlin and Rachel, are very adamant that people do not vote for him because he has supposedly been, like, talking a lot of shit in the house and, like, dragging women. And I don't know. I feel like everyone in that house talks shit about everyone. Yeah, that's my opinion. I know I did. So, Cameron, what's your thoughts on that? Do you think he deserves, like, no America's Favorite Player for that?
No, that's ridiculous. The only thing that these people have to bond with is just, like, oh, let's talk crap about Rachel, Winston, everybody, Steve. Like, that's all they have to go upon. And then that builds relationships closer because you're bonding, like, through that, like, social network. It's just – that's – not a problem to me that he's talking crap about each other. I feel like Rachel is salty that she's not in the house and she's being talked about poorly. I think that's ridiculous, and I don't think anybody's going to have their vote swayed anyway by what Rachel tweets online.
Yeah, I'm on your side with that, but I was just curious because it seems like alumni are like picking sides with that one, so that was very curious.
But I would like to answer your question about the best game move. Yeah. In my opinion, I really do think that JC convincing Fessy to nominate and evict Scotty
yeah,
was an epic move that really literally changed the trajectory of the game, because it still would have been Haley Fest and Scotty at least trying, you know, without, and then someone could have, if they would have got a level 6 member, another Hive member could have been battled back in, and they would have been solid in numbers. But that is the one move to me that I'm like, screw, it's a sinking ship, abort!
Wow, that's good. That's a really good answer.
I think people forget about JC a lot. I want to see JC win something, though. Like, I'm very curious what he would do. So I need JC and Brett to win some power.
I kind of agree with you guys. I think whoever can get Tyler out should deserve
that. Yeah, I agree. I think they should win.
It's kind of like Steve Moses, like when he got out Vanessa or whatever. I don't know if Vanessa's as good as Tyler is, but who's playing the worst game of the season, Cameron? It can be anybody. It can any house guest.
I'm just going to go with house guests that are still in the
house. Okay, perfect.
yeah, I would say Sam. Sam is definitely playing the most reckless. She doesn't really even talk game. She gets uncomfortable when people do talk game. When she is HOH, she nominates people like based strictly on flirting. She nominated Haley and Angela because they flirt with the guys. And so that's ridiculous to me. She doesn't have a good social game. She only has one final two, and that's with Tyler, who has many final twos. She's just the worst player in this. and when Derek is listing off attributes on why everybody should win this episode, he conveniently forgot about Sam. He even said stuff about Scotty, who he knew was going to get evicted.
Sam hasn't done anything.
Nothing at all.
And then, like, she goes all week. She has a pattern. She cleans all week. She's in her weird little funk. Then the night before the eviction, she sits down with Tyler and she says, "What are we going to do this week?" And it happens every single week. That's her one time talking game. She says, "What are we going to do?" And then she goes to the eviction, kind of does her own thing regardless, and then she cries right after every eviction. And it is every
the person single that's nominated
week. Yeah. And that is her game.
That's
and
like my game. That would be my game if I went into the house. That would be for sure cry every single time someone leaves. That would definitely happen. That's really, I mean, I think still I love Haley, but her revealing herself as a hacker still just like
the
really
worst
cute, like
move, yep.
the worst move I've ever seen.
Yeah, she's not.
That was just
I
too
mean,
bad.
I give her props because she's playing, because I can't give Sam anything, honestly. But for the players who are playing, who's the worst? I think Haley
you
is
wanna root
right
for
up there.
Haley, though. That's a different, I mean, at least for me, you want to root for her, but.
I do want to root for her, but I agree. That is the worst. Sam is the worst game player. That was the worst game move.
Yeah,
there we go.
Period. All right, Cameron, before you go, we have a little segment that we like to call subletters. These guys, do you guys get it?
Subletters?
Sublet?
Like subtweet?
Sublet, like housemate, roommates?
Yes.
Sublet? Oh, there we
sublet,
go.
Sublet. Okay. Here's how it works. We're asking former house guests if you could write yourself a letter. Obviously, you don't have a letter. But and send it to yourself in the past before you went into the Big Brother house, what advice would you give yourself?
I guess I would say, like, take a step back. You just met these people 2.5 months ago or 2 months ago or wherever they are in their game right now. You're not really going to care or talk to them outside of this house. Play to win. Manipulate these people as much as you can and have a good time, because the more fun you're having in the house, the more fun people will have around you and they'll want to keep you in there. But you would just want to like refresh yourself and be like, even though you're in this house with them all the time, there's life outside of Big Brother. So, and that just little refresher would like give you fire to win the $500,000.
That's great advice. That was really good. Okay, so then if you had, maybe you've already mentioned this to us, but final question: who do you want to win Big Brother?
I love level 6. I love me some level 6, but I want Brett to win. I love that. I'm not a Fontaine
fan. He's
impassioned
by it.
But Brett is my man. I think he's the most entertaining, and he's showed himself to like be strategic enough to like talk with people about certain things that they shouldn't want to talk with him about. He's been cozying up with Haley. He's a serial flirt, and he's trying to gain some leverage with the goodbye messages now. He came in this game not knowing anything. He came in as a newbie, as a recruit, and now he's becoming one of the best players at this house, and I'm just loving the transformation that I'm watching. Yeah, he's great. I love him.
Wow, well, great. I guess Brett has a fan. No, I'm just kidding. I like Brett, too. I also really like your headset. Do you play Fortnite with that?
Yeah. Well, no, not Fortnite. Oh. PUBG.
I didn't even realize. And Rocket
League. Rocket League is my game.
Okay. That's really nice. They're really nice. All right. Well, thank you so much, Cameron, for being here. We really appreciate you talking to us.
Hashtag Team Cameron.
Hashtag Team Cameron for forever. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the rest of the season.
Bye, Cameron.
Right.
Bye.
Have a good one, guys.
All right.
Wow. Yes. Interesting
that
stuff.
That was really interesting. He has really good insight.
I'm sorry. Yeah. He has great insight, and he should have stayed in that game longer.
All right, Morgan. We know. We can plug your fan club later. all right, Jessica, what do we have going on with the Power of Tweeto?
Oh, it's time for the Power of Tweeto. And this is where we find random tweets that are funny.
Yes.
Okay, so let's see. We have
Big Meech. Love this Big Meech.
She said, I wish Scotty would have slammed the door shut when he left so that I wouldn't need to see JC jumping up and down. First off, that would have been epic. Can you imagine?
Slammed it.
Well, that's what he said he was going to do the first time. He's like, I'm leaving. I'm not like letting the door. I'm not letting the door open, whatever.
Like, no, you can't see the public. Oh, this one is funny. Mel Brown, Brett lost by 1 second. We possibly would have had a power shift by 1 second, people. People, and then an infamous New York queen of reality TV. Love that meme. Oh, and then we have, let's see. I'm down here. Interesting plan, Brett. You know, you could also bring her to the final, too.
Preach.
Right.
Preach.
Mary is totally talking about the fact that he thinks it's a better idea to serve Angela on a silver platter to the jury instead of, actually getting rid of her.
Right.
And then we have James, one of our faves. Oh. He was like, hey, yeah, they're struggling for content, it seems. Yeah, and see, that may be around that awkward time at the end where they're like, okay, Julie's like, So
Casey, how do you feel? Who do you want your letter from? And Casey's like, my family.
They're like, stretch it, Julie. Yeah. So yeah, good stuff. Keep tweeting. We may see you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Big Brother's watching.
And then, real quickly, we were going to talk about this with Tyler. There was a little bit of a stipulation with the HOH last week, and also this week.
Ooh.
All right.
Also, this week they had time that there's like what that maybe he cheated someone like tweeted someone cheated
which is interesting.
So if you guys
are in the chat, I have a screenshot. So Scotty's family is running his Twitter account, and they tweeted a photo, we have it right here, and they said, according to Casey, both feet had to stay on the platform or you were disqualified. Why wasn't Tyler disqualified? And then it's the 10:03 p.m. timestamp. And so I read about this on Reddit, and apparently, so he was in the background, so you couldn't see him on the big TV screen. So I guess they caught a glimpse of him for like 1 second, and he was pulling himself up to readjust. Both feet came on and came off and then went straight back on. But the question is, I mean, I guess producers are watching. There's cameras everywhere. So they obviously saw it, but there was a big debate. A lot of people said that he should have been disqualified. But at the end of the day, I also read kind of like a counter argument. And say he had fallen and there was other level six up there, they would have fought harder. So it wouldn't have meant that Haley automatically won had he dropped.
No, I disagree. I disagree. Oh. Number one, this is like real evidence for the first time. I mean, people have speculated about CBS being behind Tyler from all this stuff, the other show that he was on, all this kind of stuff, his Power app that lasted 2 months. But this is a real debate. Like, there's proof and evidence. It's not speculation. And I disagree. Haley held her own for a long time, and all of the rest of level six dropped. So I think that if Tyler would have been disqualified, Haley would have won that HOH. It is not fair, but what do you do about it? That's the thing. Like, how can you make up?
Can you remedy?
I feel like with production, it's like if they did notice it late, it almost would have maybe looked bad had they let it go that long and be like, like we missed that and like we should have done something we didn't, but it's kind of too late now. But I don't know. It's very interesting because it is a blatant, like, you can see both feet off the platform. So.
I would be fighting. I don't know. What do you do? Bring in attorneys? No, this is an argument. I would literally be like, hey.
Bring in attorneys.
What do you do?
Scotty's family's gonna sue. Yeah. I'd be pissed
about Scotty. I would be pissed if I was Haley's family too. Yeah. She could have won this, and then things would have been differently. And now
very different.
I really like your point counterpoint going on here. That was very. That was really good. I like that.
You should. This show.
Okay, so let's get into really quickly predictions.
AfterBuzz TV.
Oh, usually we have something.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I was going to do it.
All right, so Double Eviction next week, everybody.
Yes,
double
finally.
Eviction. So really quickly, who do you want? Who do you think is going to go in the double? Two people. Who do you want to go?
I think it's going to be Haley and Sam on the block. I think Haley's going to go. I think Haley's going to go because I think she's the one who's like outside of the alliance the most. I don't know for this. It really depends who wins HOH.
Well, who do you want to go?
Who do I want to go? I kind of want someone from level six. Like, I love level six, but I want to see some change.
Yeah.
And I feel like if it's not one of them, we're just going to get Sam out, and it's boring. So
I honestly think that there's a chance that Haley could stay because Casey's on the block. She already forged this interesting cuddle connection with Haley. And then you have Angela, who's Casey's next, you know, partner in crime, who doesn't like Sam at all, who's so annoyed with Sam.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have Tyler that has the final two with Casey, and she may say,
that's
he
what
may
I'm
say,
making.
Keep Sam all right, around.
Who do you want to go then? So
okay,
double
so,
eviction.
Okay, so who
clean.
I want, I mean, in this case, I want Sam to go because clearly one of them are going to go. I feel like Haley has a chance of winning Power Veto. And then the next week, I would love for Brett or Casey to win and then send Angela out.
Oh,
that would be good.
Okay, I think that I'm going to go out on a limb. I think that Haley's going to stay, so I want Sam to go. And then I think it's going to be JC. I just have a weird feeling. I think JC's going
to
go.
Who would have to win HOH for that to happen?
I think Angela or maybe Haley.
Yeah. I think if Angela wins HOH, she'll send JC home.
You think
Haley would target JC?
I mean, who else would she target?
Everybody else in the house? Like,
I think she's too afraid to target Tyler, and she's too afraid. Unless, I don't know, maybe in the double eviction, if she won HOH, it may be different.
She could take a shot, but that would be a lot.
She'd have a lot of explaining to do after that. So,
but
I don't
think
know.
About it. That would be her game winning move. That would be my
for
explanation.
Sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Tyler
for
and
sure.
Angela, boom.
Yeah, take them out. I don't know.
Now.
All right, that's it for us, guys. We will be back here next week. Follow us along throughout Twitter, or throughout the week on Twitter, not throughout Twitter, because we're not everywhere. Where we're monitoring your comments, questions, concerns. Let us know what you think of this show or how we look. hit us up using hashtag BB20. Thank you to Cameron. You can follow Cameron at CameronHerd210. Thank you so much. We will see you next week. For now, let's go with our goodbyes. Jessica, take it away.
Bye-bye, guys. I'm Jessica Williams. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Jessica Williams and Miss Jessica WW and on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams.
And guys, it's Morgan Willett. You can follow me on Twitter at Morgan_Willett, Instagram at Morgan Lee Willett. And sadly, I'm taking a little hiatus. I'm gonna miss everyone so much, but don't worry, you'll hear from me.
I didn't think you're gonna tell everybody on air.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I could say that. Will y'all bring like a stick figure of my head?
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
Cool. I'll be here in
we'll
spirit,
take the
but
today.
Taking a little break, but I'll be back.
Yeah, yes. And that being said, I guess I won't be here next week either. So you'll be by yourself.
But Charles is bad.
Yeah,
we'll have
you'll
some
have
fabulous
a good,
people.
They'll have a great show. It should be awesome. Okay, from outside.
Turtle.
Yeah, wait, who?
Turtle.
From outside the Big Brother house and inside AfterBuzz TV studios, I'm Bryce McClay. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Bryce Advice. Good night.
Night, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.